This is KCUR 89.3. It takes 14 seconds to drive across the Liberty Bend Bridge over the Missouri River just north of Independence. To most travelers, it's infrastructure. But artist and musician Dwight Frizzell has discovered something transcendent in the bridge. KCUR contributor Libby Hansen has the story.
If you visit La Bonite Park in Sugar Creek, you can hear lots of things. The wind off the river, traffic traveling nearby at 60 miles an hour, and the chirping racket of crickets and cicadas. But if you stand just under the Liberty Bend Bridge, you might also hear music. Dwight Frizzell heard it. He's a professor at the Kansas City Art Institute, and he created an entire performance using the bridge essentially as an instrument, featured as part of an eclectic orchestra.
In a sense, you could say it's a soloist. It is setting the lead and the structure for everything.
He's been listening to the bridge for decades, since he was a teenager.
I heard the rhythm of the traffic, you know, ka-ka, ka-clock. But then I was also hearing resonances like singing, like harmonics that would, this almost like voices singing in harmony together.
What we're hearing now are the natural resonances of the bridge, with all the extra environmental sounds filtered out. The highway part of the bridge is not accessible to pedestrians. Frizzell captured the bridge's sounds by placing microphones underneath, where it extends over the bank of the Missouri River.
I was so fascinated by just the sound of traffic, the traffic-activated sound, what the bridge does just naturally always captivated me. I never thought of, like, playing it as an instrument because it is an instrument.
This idea follows a 100-year-old tradition of sounds taken from the environment, both natural and man-made, and transforming those sounds into performance pieces. This sort of experimental music emerged from the Industrial Revolution and gained prominence after World War II. The concept has been gaining ground since the 1960s. Composer Hilde Gudnadottir of Iceland recently won an Emmy for her score to the HBO miniseries Chernobyl. The soundtrack doesn't use traditional instruments. Every sound was from a decommissioned nuclear power plant in Lithuania. Here in Kansas City, Dwight Frizzell has returned to the Missouri River Bridge again and again.
Starting in 2016, I tried to kind of more diligently record it with contact mics. So really, it's almost the same as just putting your ear right up to the bridge.
He used those recordings to create various performances over the years. His first step was an art gallery installation in 2016, combining audio recordings and video of the bridge and the river.
It's kind of like a portrait of the bridge, if you will, trying to do it from the bridge's point of view.
At a performance last year, he added singing bowls, bronze bowls traditionally used for meditation and healing. A percussionist strikes the bowl with a wooden stick or rolls the stick around the edge. This sound is oddly similar to the bridge tones. In a recent performance at the 1900 building, the ensemble expanded to include gamelan, zwoom, and lap steel guitar. Frizzell arranged speakers around the audience for the recordings of the bridge.
It's a soundscape, as if you are inside the bridge.
With each iteration, he gets closer to a full realization of the bridge's unique sound world.
Trying to respect it as a life form or its own kind of being and listen to it, there's a sense that we're part of something bigger than ourselves.
While the work is not specifically spiritual, it does convey a sense of transcendence. He really has turned a bridge into a musical instrument. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Libby Hansen.
You can find videos of Dwight Frizzell's bridge performances at kcur.org.